show, friend of the show, my guy, coach of the Montana State Bobcats out there in Bozeman, Montana. There's a flight from Atlanta to Bozeman. I know, I checked it myself. It's my man, Danny Sprinkle. What's up, Sprink? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing? Always great to be on this show, man. I couldn't be more excited. We had a little off day today and got the text from you and had to get you in the schedule.
I appreciate it, brother. Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. Back on the road. Hawks basketball is back in full flight, man. I'm excited, brother.
So you were cutting out just a little bit. You said Hawks basketball is back
in full flight, brother. It's back in full flight, my God. We flying high, man. We are the Hawks. We are going high, brother.
I'll tell you what, everybody's excited about the Hawks after the last push in the playoffs last year. And those guys playing so well, they were fun to watch. It's going to be interesting to see how they got a little bit of a target on their back this year.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's going to be a tough year for us, man. Hey, you got Boston back at full strength.
Yep.
You got Philadelphia still good, even without Ben Simmons. If he's there, not that good. Brooklyn without Kyrie still good. The Knicks should be better. Indiana should be better. Miami was hurt.
Exactly.
So we got a tough sled, man. We have to defend like crazy.
It's never easy, man, in the league.
Yeah. So, hey, I told the fans in Atlanta, look here. We might not go far as we went last year, but we may be better. But we might not go far as we went last year because of the matchups and how good our conference is. And Milwaukee's good. So, that's eight teams before you talk about Atlanta Hawks that are good.
No question. The East has gotten a lot better than it was, you know, five, 6 years ago.
No doubt, brother. Man, for you, bro, can't believe it's your third year, man, already at Montana State. I mean, this is 19, man. Like, as if this fuck has been that long for you already, Spring? 3 years?
No, man, it's flown by. It seems like I was having my first call with you 2 years ago when you were kind of interviewing every first-year head coach. And, it's gone by fast, but then it's gone by slow. Because when COVID hit, it was just – it's so crazy. It feels like that was like four seasons, all the emotions and just everything that everybody had to go through during that 365 days last year, kind of made that season a little bit longer. It felt like a couple seasons, but it's been a blast. It's fun. We got a great group of guys, they're fun to work with, my staff, and then the players. It's not a job. I haven't even been working. And so, very fortunate for that.
Man, you got 13 wins in a COVID year, man. I mean, come on. Winning record in a COVID year in the Big Sky Conference, without a conference, is very tough, man. So I know it wasn't the result you wanted, but you have to feel good that you guys got 13 wins in one of the hardest years you're ever going to probably encounter as a head coach, probably.
Yeah, no question. And we played a really good schedule. It wasn't like we were playing, like something. We were playing 5-6 non-Division I teams. We played, at UNLV, at Portland, at Pacific, at Washington State. That was the non-conference. And then even in our conference, we played, I believe, three or four more away games than we did home games. And so the games that we actually had canceled because of COVID reasons, I think four of the six were home games. And so, we were kind of the road warriors last year, which was good. It was actually nice to get out and get into a hotel and you could kind of be with your guys, because you never knew when you were going to get shut down last year. So, it was, like you said, it was great to get that many wins during that year. But, now it's a new season, man. You got to take another step.
Now, how hard was it for getting games this year, Spring? Because I know having a winning record, guys don't really want to play you. Because your teams play hard and defend like crazy. So, how hard was it getting games this year, knowing that you all had a winning record in the COVID year, and guys really might not want to play you guys unless you had a contract already with them already?
Yeah, it was a lot harder than when I first got the job. I know that. Everybody wanted to play us that year. But, I mean, it was hard. It was hard. And it's hard because, a lot of schools aren't paying the money they used to guarantee-wise with COVID money and all that. And so, it was tougher for everybody. But I think having, some veteran guys back, three or four guys, it did make scheduling a lot more challenging. But that's kind of the life of a mid-major too. There's teams that are in our league, the Weber States, and like people don't want to play them every year either. And so, you got to find a way and you got to play somebody at the end of the day.
You got that right, man. Yeah, man. I see, I see some contracts I'll be sending them. I saw them say, man, this is bad money they trying to pay y'all. You know, I'm like I've said in some offices of some high budget coaches. I'm like, man, y'all, I was saying to y'all, see what y'all doing. These y'all know how they make their money. Well, we can't pay them.
Exactly. Got, some of these teams are going to the Elite Eight final, you know, Sweet 16, Final Four. And it's like, I know you have money because the NCAA pays you guys for going so far. But, you know, hey, they're being greedy. They need to help us out. They need to help us out a little bit.
You got there right, brother. So tell me this, man. How was having your guys there for a true summer school this year? Where you can actually bond and build that camaraderie? Because I know when I played ball spring, for me, being around my guys inspired me. When I was in Atlanta working out on my own, I wasn't as inspired. I wasn't as competitive. But when I'm around my guys, I want to beat you on a set. I want to beat you on a route. I don't want you to beat me in nothing. So how is having your guys on the better compete this summer and be around each other up there and focus on a basketball game and get around their guys?
It was great because not only are they getting acclimated to Bozeman, you know, and being here on campus and in the facility, you know, we try to take advantage of the weight room mostly in the summer. We try to get their bodies right, you know, get them stronger. You know, especially with eight new guys, you know, we have, you know, a couple new transfers in, and then we have, you know, five freshmen, you know, that came in. And so, you know, we got, you know, we had to develop their bodies and then also show them how hard they needed to practice. And so, you know, but it's great because they cultivate great relationships in the summer. And, you know, we're really the only people in town other than football team. And so, you know, there's nothing to do but hang out and get closer. And so it was great. And, you know, I think we got some pretty good work done. And I think the young guys figured out, you know, everybody wants to play at the Division I level, but then they figure out what goes into that. And then they're like, ooh, I didn't know it was this tough. And, but they'll be better for it.
What's good about your roster spring is this, brother, you got balance. You got veteran guys and five guys in that pipeline that gives you to learn from your veterans so they can, next year they can step in there and play the right way. Because I feel like being old is great, but I also have some guys in the pipeline where they got to learn from the older guys when it's their turn to play.
Yeah, no, and it's hard with the transfer portal nowadays, you know, because everybody wants to kind of get old and stay old. But I really think a school like this, where once we get them on campus, they love it, you know, and they know they're getting a great degree. You know, the culture is good here, so they want to stay, you know, we're hoping. And but I really think that's how you develop a program, you know, where you can be good every year. And that's what we're striving to do. You know, it's very hard to do, but you know, I don't want to be one of those teams that's just good once every 4 years. And so, you know, we try to develop guys, you know, in their sophomore, freshman, sophomore, junior year to where when somebody leaves, there's not much drop off. And hopefully when, you know, our seniors this year, you know, Xavier Bishop, Amin Adamu, and Abdul Muhammad graduate, we have those young guys, like you mentioned, in the pipeline that are just ready to step in. And then we can bring in other young guys. And, you know, once you have guys for 3 or 4 years, you have a different type of development, I believe.
Most definitely, because I feel like, you know, for me, I remember when I played spring, for me, that first year, I was just like, I think, oh, I'm good, man. But yeah. I look at my, I got to learn to talk a lesson real fast. Nah, you ain't at Mays High School no more, bro.
Exactly.
So I tell guys my story because I was that big-headed 18-year-old, too, at one time.
Yep. They all are. Everybody was there, but everybody was the best player on their team. And it's like, now there's 15 of you, so I can't have 15 best players.
Yeah, everybody can get running routes and catch balls the same way, too. You know, exactly. Defense? Can you read defense, bro? Can you block somebody to run game? So, yeah, so like I had to learn real fast, 18-year-old kid, man. So I tell guys when I talk to these young men, when I talk to their teams, like, look, you got to come in and really get at your body, you know, your nutrition, your sleep, because, you know, you can't be a Burger King and McDonald's champion and be good on the court or the field every Saturday.
No question. And that's the hardest thing for a lot of those, like you said, the young kids, a lot of them, they're not used to even eating breakfast. They just wake up, go to school, they just lift, and they don't even have to stretch after a workout, you know, but then all that changes when you're playing against a kid that's been in the program for 4 years and they're kicking your butt every day. You got to do everything you can nutritionally, sleep-wise, getting treatment, prehab, rehab, all that. And so, you know, it's good, but it, you know, a lot, every freshman, you know, they have to go through it. You know, a lot of times you can't get over that hump until you get smacked in the face. And then you're like, okay, now I realize what everybody's been telling me.
Yeah. Cause everybody plays hard at this level.
Yeah.
You can't just go out and half do it. You know, I know it will see some games. I know when I play, bro, I could just, you know, show up with my talent. It catch balls, it's going to go to touchdowns, but nah, exactly. Be disciplined in me every play have to really be out there. So I'm glad that you have a lot of them young guys can see your veterans, because when I was in school, my vets were kind of like, y'all trying to take our jobs. So they were trying to help us. But see, they y'all get vets that are secure in their position that can help the young guys and help them grow to y'all become one. Because I know how I was. It wasn't the same. It was kind of like us against the older guys.
No question. And it's like that some days. And sometimes I'll do that on purpose, put the practice plan together where, hey, it's young guys against veteran guys, you know, and kind of see how they compete.
No doubt, man. Competing is the best part about it, brother. So tell me about how practice has been going so far for you guys, man. How competitive has it been as you get ready for November the 5th coming up here really soon, man? That date's coming, the 9th, all them dates coming so fast, bro. So how's it been for getting out there competing every day with your guys, man?
Yeah, it's been great, you know, and it's, you know, everybody used to get excited for the first day of practice, you know, when it used to be October 15th, way back, I guess, when we played. But it's now, you know, when you're working out all summer and you're kind of going in September, you know, that first day of practice is basically just another day of practice. And so you have to be really careful not overdoing it, you know, and kind of wearing the guys out, you know, trying to do different things to keep it fresh. But the main thing, like you just mentioned, you know, you have to compete every day. You know, I don't care what kind of practice we're doing, whether it's a half hour or 3 hours, you know, you're going to play hard. And if you don't, you're not going to be there very long because you're going to get thrown out. But, you know, the practices, they've been going good. We've been a little banged up, you know, here and there. A lot of our older guys, you know, kind of the veterans, they've been kind of dinged up and missed, you know, 1 or 2 days here and there. But that's kind of everybody this time of year. It's that grind, that training camp mentality right now up until November.
No doubt, man. Cause I know, like, you know how it is, man. You get tasked and you're seeing the same guys every day, man. You want to see a different jersey at one point, man. So I know they look for them, those scrimmages you all gonna have, but you're gonna have coming up real soon. Scrimmages, man. I know the guys look forward to that, because I know how it is, man. The same guys every day gets bored out there. Wow, I gotta see somebody else. I wanna kill somebody else today.
No, and a couple of my seniors, you know, they're in their 6th year of college, and another one's in his 5th year. And so they've been through this time of year a lot. And so they're just, you know, they're kind of buying their time right now until November.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you this, brother. Now, for you guys in Montana State, that portal can be good for you, man. I think it can be good for you because, you know, you're a fun guy to play for. You have a good personality. Guys want to play for you. So this upcoming years, as your seniors go away and graduate, are you going to use a little bit more this next year to kind of get guys filling the gap between here and there, or kind of still do what you want to do with kind of get the young guys in a little, replace those guys? How you use that portal for your guys in Montana State, brother?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to use it, you know, because there's some really talented teams in our league. And then there's some teams that they strictly go by the portal every year. So they're going to be old every year and they're getting some really good players. And so, you know, you got to keep up, you know, you got to keep up. And a lot of it, you know, you play through the year and you kind of see, you know, what some guys may have and what they don't have. And, you know, you got to adjust, you know, with your recruiting. And so we'll definitely, you know, we'll attack the portal every year, you know, and try to get 1 or 2 guys. You know, we only got one last year. We got a kid, Raekwon Battle, a transfer from the University of Washington, who's a super talented player. And so, you know, there's some good and some bad with the portal, you know, but you got to make sure you're doing your due diligence on, you know, the background of the kid and making sure they're a fit for your program.
Now, how was your summer?
Because every kid that goes in the program, every kid that goes in the portal, they're trying to be the guy at the next spot they go to.
You get
they're not
that
transferring.
Right.
Go be a role player. And so, you know, you have to be very truthful and upfront, which I think we are with all of our recruits. And we may even lose some recruits because I don't care. I'll tell them the truth, how I see them fitting in with us. And so,
no doubt. And then, and Spring, for me, man, I think this deal is this thought to myself, bro. If I had the portal when I played ball, would I be a Tennessee State still? Yeah. I have no idea. Besides, it's been close to Atlanta. I don't know if I would have stayed there. You know, had I had the portal back in 05, 6, 7, 8, you know.
Well, it's dangerous because if you have a good freshman or sophomore year, you know, I mean, you're going to get hit up by a lot of schools, not even tampering wise, but, you know, your AAU coach or your high school coach, like they're going to call those guys and be able to get in through the back roads. And so, you know, and every 18, 19 year old kid, they're enticed with playing at the highest level. And so, you know, it's one of those you just, you're going to get some good players and you're going to lose some good players too.
I'm thinking if Georgia State had football, because they had football at the right level, I could have done it at Georgia State in my hometown. Because I can't, even though with the scholarship, I can't afford Clark, Atlanta, and Morehouse prices.
Exactly. No doubt.
I I could afford it. Even if it's I was still being some debt, you know? So I'm like, nah, I'm good on that.
Hey, because- but you were hanging out at those schools in the summer, though. I know that.
100%. Hey, I grew up two miles from those schools.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. So have to tell me this, man. How was your summer, man? Did you enjoy yourself with some downtime, taking trips this summer? How was it for you, brother?
Not really. I went to LA in August, you know, for a couple of days and had a great time. Actually, I don't know if you know David and Dana Pump. They're pretty big in the college basketball world. So I went down and they have a celebrity fundraising dinner for cancer. So I went down for that and hung out with those guys for a couple of days and golfed and, you know, saw a lot of my friends, you know, Deidre Taylor, Cal State Fullerton, and his assistant Anthony Santos. So I went and hung out with those guys and kind of got my LA fix for about a week and then got back.
Well, I saw you had John up there with you on Facebook. I had John up there with you.
Coach Smith came up.
How good to see John up there with you, man?
Man, it was awesome. Him and his wife came up and they came up on the football charter with Cal Poly. But you know, they were only here for about 26 hours, but they came to, you know, they saw one of our workouts and it was good. We went and grabbed something to eat after, and then we hung out at the football game. And him being a Southern California native, of course, he didn't have a coat. It got a little chilly on that Saturday. So he was all bundled up with a beanie and his hoodie on and everything. So we had to get him up in the press box and take care of him.
Hey, Spring. Hey, I'm Mike Johnny, man. I don't have a coat either, brother. I don't have his hoodies, Atlanta Hawks hoodies. I load up and kind of do it down. I have hoodies on underneath all my clothes, man.
I got you covered. When you come up, I got a nice blue Montana State one for you.
I will wear it proudly, brother. I will wear that proudly. I'll represent the Bobcats for sure, man. I got you, brother.
You got it.
Man, Spring, it's fun to catch up with you, brother. I know we do this every year, man. I'm be looking out for you. You know, you're my guy, man. I'm be cheering for you as always, brother. So, you know, anytime I come to the show, brother, I'm here for you and your program, man. You know, I got your back, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Anytime you need me on, you let me know. Always well. Thank you.
I sure will, buddy. Be good, man.
All right, brother.
No doubt.
Later.